All righty. We'll go back to the calls. It's quite a fired up Friday. A fired up floral Friday. 248-539-9797. Yes. What? Go to the calls after the blitz.
So let's have a little fun here, guys. I have a list of every NFL, MLB, and NBA stadium. They are ranked here from 1 to 90. So
wait, every
NFL, Major League Baseball, and NBA arena.
Okay, no
ranked
hockey.
From 1 to 90. Yeah, no hockey.
Okay. Typical. Kenny's not here. The hockey's not represented.
Exactly. You know, they don't need to be represented here. So let's go through this here. I want to give you guesses on where you think Comerica Park is first.
Top 90. So it made the list.
Yeah.
Well, everybody.
They're all there. Yeah.
So everybody gets an award. Comerica. 80.
Well, I heard.
I'm going to go 80.
Yeah, I heard Comerica was very high on the list, but then they put Leland's number up there, and it obviously went way down on the list. That's what I heard. I got Comerica at 84.
Oh, I see what you did, but that's Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, no, you're right, but actually, I don't love Comerica. I don't love the seating. I've never loved the seating
at
Comerica.
Maybe you should put them at 2006 or 2012.
Well, they never won the World Series.
Maybe put them on at 68. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you another try because you're way off.
Oh.
You're okay. In the 80s. It's below or better than 50.
Oh.
It's better than 50.
Wow.
47.
36.
It is 22.
Whoa!
Of every stadium in, this is North America?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Wow.
MLB, NFL, and NBA.
Did they say why?
Oh my gosh.
No, it's just a list here.
It's rather arbitrary.
It's ranked by average review rating on Yelp, Google, TripAdvisor, and Facebook.
Okay. So the people have spoken.
They have
those
spoken.
Little Caesar slices mean something. They just mean a little more here in Detroit.
It's those daiquiris that all the Tiger fans go to drink.
The Coney Dog Pizza.
That Rico talks about all the time.
See? I told you. People like going down to the
game. You're right.
Wow.
It's not like the team's been good. So, yeah, that's interesting.
Correct. It is interesting. So, let's go move over to Little Caesars Arena for the Pistons.
Oh, the Pistons.
Where do they rank?
90.
No, their attendance is actually kind of wildly good. I'm going to go 54.
Honorable mention.
Wait, they have to be a pro team to be on the list, don't they? Right. You're right. Not on the list. Trick question.
The money is better than FCA. No, there are 75.
75.
So 15 places are worse.
I heard Callahan was higher than LCA for Pistons games. People hanging out with Cookie Moore.
Oh.
Ford Field.
Oh, Ford Field is probably. Okay, can I ask the question? Is Ford Field ranked better than Comerica Park?
Worse.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm just curious, the time span of this list. What are we talking? It's not just year.
But see, yeah, I was about to say, if it was last year, we're caught up prisoners of the moment. I will say Ford Field, in honor of your Detroit Tigers, Rieger, 68.
I will go 76 in honor of Jeff Backus.
I am going to give you another try. It is better than 50.
Oh. I will go in honor of Leonard Thompson, 39.
In honor
what
of.
What are we doing here? I love it, though.
In honor of Chester Earl Lemon, 34.
It is 43.
Really? Ah. Wow. They like our stadium.
It is 43. Well, it's used in a lot of things. I see a lot of promotions with the NFL with their stadium behind it. So, number 90. You probably won't be surprised by this. Commanders Field.
Oh. Okay.
Oakland is right there at 89.
Yeah, I was about to say, Oakland's got to be right.
You got to have a field.
Yeah, they don't even have a home. They're homeless currently. That's a good point.
90, Commanders Field. I mean, I don't imagine. So remember a few years back when that railing fell.
Falling apart. Yeah, and Jalen Hurts, saved half the crowd.
Correct. So that makes sense. 89, Oakland Coliseum. Kind of surprised by the next two here. 88 is Allegiant Stadium. The brand new stadium for the Raiders is at 88.
Well, the team sucks.
And then Levi Stadium is at 87.
Really?
Okay.
That's your people, Rico.
Well, I mean, both are like, Levi Stadium's out in the middle of nowhere. So it's an hour and a half from San Francisco to get there. So I can only imagine. I mean, imagine traveling the Detroit Lions located in Battle Creek.
Right.
So it's not quite the same. But, I mean, for the Raiders, maybe it's just, you know, getting there. It's right on the strip. Probably not good access to get in. It's weird that a brand new stadium.
Correct.
But, it's not easy to get there, which is one of the reasons why I haven't made it out to that stadium yet because, yeah.
Here's another one that may surprise you. At 85 is SoFi Stadium.
I was going to say, SoFi is so much easier to get.
Yeah.
It's 3 miles from the airport.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, that kind of doesn't surprise me, considering nobody cares about the teams that play there. I mean, they had four people at their celebration.
SoFi is still, I like how it's set up. It's indoor and / outdoor. I mean, they just had this big empty spot of land and they built the stadium. I mean, it's state of the art. I mean, it's like Northwestern's football stadium is supposed to be a minier version of that, but wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to go through the top 10, but what surprised me is I gave you basically the bottom five. 86 was Golden
Warner. Let me guess one of the top 10.
I'm going to guess
Hold 10. On, before we get there, because they name a stadium at 84, an arena rather, that hasn't even been open yet. They haven't played a game yet, haven't had a concert yet. It's Intuit Dome. That's going to be the Clippers' new arena. It's ahead of SoFi, Levi, Allegiant, Oakland, and Commander's Field, and nothing's been played there yet.
Well, it's not like they have a lot to live up to.
I still don't understand why the Clippers are getting their own arena.
Because they want to be separate from the Lakers. They want to have their own
stuff. Then move. Go back to San Diego.
They're moving to Intuit Dome. Let's do the top 10. You got a guess?
Staples Center or whatever, crypto or whatever it's called. Staples Center, you know, the Forum.
It is not.
What about
the top 10? It is 26.
Number one, Fenway.
Fenway is not in. It's not number one. It's number seven.
Okay.
Most overrated basketball arena ever, Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden is not in the top 10. Madison Square Garden is number 27.
What about Wrigley?
Wrigley is in the top 10. It is number 8. So let me give you
Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium is not in the top 10.
Boy, I'm just.
What about Lambeau?
Lambeau is number one.
Lambeau's number one. Bastard.
Number
Packers.
One. So number 10 would be Target Field.
Okay. Oh, okay.
The Jerry Dome?
The Jerry Dome is not in the top 10.
You know what? I quit. I'm just.
The Jerry Dome, real quick. I'm looking through the list.
What about
Yankee Stadium, by the way, is 37.
What about Camden Yards?
Camden Yards is number 3.
All right. All right. I feel the baseball parks are going to be top 10 because they're unique.
You know what? Truist Park. I know it's going to be wrong, but screw it. Truist Park.
Truist Park is not in the top 10.
Kind of figured it wasn't.
All right.
Oh, Dodger Stadium.
Dodger Stadium is not in the top 10.
It's old. It's old, Rico. Quit.
Dallas AT&T Stadium is 24. So let me give you the top 10. I gave you 10. Target Field. No.
Okay, sorry.
Casillas Center, which is where the Heat play. That's number 9. Wrigley Field is number 8. Fenway is number 7. Where Seattle plays is number 6. Lumen Field.
That's a nice place.
Oracle Park, number 5. Busch Stadium, number 4. You got Camden Yards at 3. PNC Park at number 2.
Ooh, it's nice. It's very nice.
It's very small. And then Lambeau Field.
It's a great list. I like that. And Detroit did pretty well, I feel.
Yeah, with having 22 and 43. Two in the top 50 out of 90? That's not bad.
And no hockey.
Well, we'll see if that ever becomes a ranking. That is your Blitz.